7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
The actual time? I think I don't have to tell anyone that the actual time is 1930 UTC, and that means that we gotta start the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, we do. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I need to pour some tea. Because I am thirsty for tea. And what am I drinking today? What am I drinking? Oh. Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. That's Gingin May, kids. Yeah, I had to sort of switch it up. I was drinking so much Chie Guan Yin that I needed to head in this direction today. In fact, I think I need more. And that's about it. Okay, so what's happening? What are we doing other than drinking tea? This is the best idea. I'm a little bit messed up. A little bit kind of all kinds of weird. That's fine. That's fine. Yeah, because now I've had my tea. Now I have power. And now nothing can hold me back from getting out of the car. Son of a jumping murderous monkey god. Oh. Alright, I'm out of the car. Good lord. And if you're hearing a lot of annoying noise, that's because we're sitting out here at Tranquility Park. There's apparently some groundskeepers doing some stuff. Looks like they're gonna spread some mulch. And they need to listen to their noise pollution as loud as possible. I should probably make my mental state extraordinarily clear right now. I am prepared to go to war with and wipe out the entire planet today. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm killing these blades of grass as I walk on them. Oh my god, I'm 8 different kinds of messed up, but the thing that's really getting to me is my knee. My knee is doing this weird thing. But the weird part of it is, I think this might be good. I think this is what happens right when my whole leg problem starts to get better. So I'm embracing this. I'm embracing this knee weirdness, and I'm forcing myself to walk to get some exercise because I'm outside today. It's kind of nice. It is humid. I did think it rained a little bit overnight, not a lot, but we're out here at the heronry today, and that loud, terrible music might have scared my herons away. I'm entering the little canopy bits here. Somebody has moved these logs around, these logs that may or may not hide a geocache. And because it's been wet and soggy and humidity-laden and weird lately, I wanted to come outside and maybe look for some mushrooms. But I didn't want to go down into the creek because I didn't think I'd be able to get out of there. Oh, I am walking around like an old man. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Toad, but you are an old man. You claim to be 1,500 years old. Oh, there's a big sound over there. There's something in the trees over here. What's over here? Let's go find out. Who's moving over here? I'm in this little dip area by a log. There's a lot of standing water here. There's probably a dude over here drinking. And it was kind of a loud pushing the trees aside kind of sound. Where is a dude? Is there a dude in here? Oh God, now I gotta go up a slippery slope. Not good, not good. Wait, I just heard something else weird. I think I might have just heard a turkey. I think I just heard a burro. A turkey burro. Okay, so I'm kind of walking over here away from the... Hey, did you just try to poop on me? You did. And you missed. Uh-huh. Birds are trying to poop on me. And they are failing. Now, where was that sound? That sound was over here. There's some old deer tracks on the path right here, but no fresh ones. Okay, where's... Maybe it wasn't a big dude that was in here. Maybe it was just a bird on a branch and it made a lot of sound without it being a lot of dude. That can happen. Sometimes you get unrelated action from small dude movements. Okay, there's a lot of little birds chirping it up around here. Oh, I don't see anything. Okay, that's fine. I'm not going back down into that dip though. For the ease of walking, I'm just going to take this little loop path that goes back to where we were. And we can look for our heron buddies. And I'm looking in this end of this log. Ooh, we got mycelium running around in there, but I don't see any mushrooms being produced. That's okay. That just means we might get some mushrooms later. Oh, okay. Yeah, just keep moving, Toad. Damn. What are we doing? Yeah, we're here at the heronry. And I'm back outside of the canopy, looking up into the heron tree. And I'm not seeing any, but, you know, they're hard to see when the tree is all leafy. Leafy. It's so leafy. 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 I really like the word leafy. Is that even a real word? Leafy. All right, so back into the canopy we go. Yeah. Oh yeah. So it's a relatively cool day. We got a lot of humidity. Oh, I think there's a bun up on the trail ahead of me. I just saw something running and it was something little. Let's see if we can see him as we round the corner here. Who's on the path? Is it a baby bun? Now we don't see him anywhere. He ran off. He's hiding in the woods somewhere. Pretty sure it was a baby bun. Okay. So I'm sort of standing in this area where I can find some mushrooms usually, but I'm not seeing much of anything. There's a few little things on logs and... Ooh, what is this in here? Oh, we got some interesting scurf in here. What is this stuff? Interesting reddish-brown little tiny polypores growing out of that rotten log. Very cool. I'm under a dead tree. This tree's gonna come down in the next couple years. It's just waiting to fall. All right, and this is where we gotta stop and slow down and really take a look around, because this is the area in which I get Harrisium, specifically beartooth comb, which is a crazy good mushroom. And where does it grow? It goes on that log there. That's the log where we normally find it. I think we found one on that tree. And I am under one of the heron trees. Let's move up here a little bit. We're in the poop zone. We're in the zone where the herons like to poop. Now, let me look up here. I'm kind of in an area where I can see between some branches, but I cannot see any of my big giant birds. I'm kind of trying to listen for them, but loud radio in the background doesn't quite help. But now I don't think we've got any chatter today. That tiny little pop you heard was my knee going sideways. That's cool. All right, so we're gonna move upstream. I'm seeing a little bit more of that reddish brown scurf. Okay, now this is another weird thing. My hand pressure has gone back up. When I woke up this morning, my hand pressure was nominal. And a few minutes ago, I mean, like right before we started Dubious Goals Committee, hand pressure was a little bit low. Now it's back to normal. All right, here's some of that funny stuff. These are not oysters. Maybe these are oyster mushrooms. I don't know. These are just really small, weird-looking oysters, if that's what they are. Oh, and look at this. Look what we have over here. I don't believe it. We have a stinkhorn. We have one of those... What is that? Devil's fingers? No, it's blah, blah, blah. It's a stinkhorn. The orange ones that I like. And what we have here, we on the end of this stick, we've got these little teeny tiny mushrooms. The stalks are less than a millimeter in diameter. And the heads themselves are about 2 to 3 millimeters in diameter. What do I hear? What's that odd sound above me? Is that like a heron squawking up there? Let me move into this clearing so I can look up. I hear some kind of weird bird sound. I don't think it's a dude. I mean, a heron. No, it's not a heron. It's a little squig wiggler. I'm a bird expert. That bird is a squig zigzler. And this plant over here, I thought was spiderwort, but no, it's not. But it has a blue flower, not dissimilar to spiderwort. All right, so I'm moving up the path here very slowly. Oh, here's a damselfly. Hi, buddy. What are you doing? Having fun times? Good. Damselflies are having fun times. I'm having a fun time. It's kind of nice out here. Don't get me wrong. It's humid. It's a bit warm, but I'm not freaking out. The sun's not out. And so I'm relatively comfortable. That's great. What are these construction daddies doing anyway? They're just spreading bark mulch in the parking lot medians. Because remember, this is also a big baseball softball complex. Oh, and softball's pretty big here. Everybody likes to play softball. All right, but now, hey, wait a minute. There's a stonk Right here. This is a... This looks like a marmot stonk. I just found two marmot tracks on this trail, which is really strange. Which means there must be marmot dens down in the creek. And we can get down into the creek right here. This is our usual spot. So let's go see if there's anything going on down in the creek itself. And we can check out... our horsetail plants. Are those right down here? I think they were down here. Yeah, I think I can see them from here. Alright, so I'm walking... Am I walking through nettles? That's nettles right there. Avoid that part, Tub. Get over the log into the Virginia creeper. There we go. Happiness. Oh, wow. There's been some high water lately. The recent rains must have... Yeah, it rains. And so then there's water in the creek. You know how it works. You are familiar with the water cycle of the planet Earth. It's a fun place to be. I'm kind of going down the hill. I don't know why I'm doing this. Well, so I can stand here next to my two horsetail stalks. Wow, look at this buddy. He grew up really big. This is the guy that we found. He was only 15 centimeters tall. Now he's 65 to 70 centimeters tall. I'm looking around for more horsetail. I don't see any. Anyway, there's been some water moving through here. There have been many, many megaliters of water rushing through this area recently. I love to look at this. How eroded is this area right now? I'm not going to go any further. Hey! There's something standing in the creek down there. I'm looking upstream. There is some kind of dude. It is a large dude. It is some kind of, I'm guessing, a tall bird. This is happening 100 meters upstream from me, where there's a little, I don't know, island in the creek, or there's some rocks or something. And there's something standing there. It looks like a large bird. You might be thinking, well, Tob, isn't that obviously going to be a heron? Well, yeah, you might think so, except it doesn't look like his legs are long enough to be a heron. And he's very dark color. He's not, you know, light. He's not light blue like a heron. It's not a goose. It's not a duck. It's way too big. And I don't know. I can't tell. But I think that might be a cormorant. We do get them at Heron Haven. We'll see one or two, usually early in the springtime. Or even late in the spring. And let's face it, this is the middle of summer. Now, we're not at Heron Haven, but remember, we're not very far from Heron Haven. We're probably only 2 kilometers directly upstream, which is north, of Heron Haven. And so, this could be a regular visitor. Who's that guy? Who's that guy down there? He's so far away, I can't tell what he is. Maybe he's an ostrich. No. Maybe he's an emu. No. Maybe. What's he doing? I want him to walk around or turn or something. This very much has the cross section of something like a cormorant. It could be one. It could also be a loon. Maybe it is a loon. As I was saying, there's been a lot of water flow down here. I can see up the bank where the grass has been, you know, pushed down by the water. Oh, and there's been water moving. Oh, my knee's gonna pop again. I wonder if we can get down there. Can we go back up on the bank and try to get somewhere where we can see that bird dude? What kind of bird dude is that? What an unusual thing to be seeing today. Well, I don't know. No, because once we get that far on the path gets away from the creek and we can't cross the creek, but we can't get... I don't know, kids. But it looks like he's just going to hang out there. We're going for it. We have to try. Okay, what's my range? Yeah, that's 100 meters. Maybe a little bit more. So let's climb back up the bank. What was that sound? Oh, that's just those guys doing stuff. I heard something scraping. I heard weird scraping metal sounds or something, and I thought it was, you know, herons squawking at each other. Brock, 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 brock. But it wasn't. Can I step on this log? No, I can't. Okay. Here comes the difficult part. Yeah. No problem. Yeah, I win. Champion of the universe. Universe boss. I'm not the universe boss. Chris Gayle is universe boss. And now I'm following these marmot tracks that were made about 2 days ago up this path. A path that's getting slippery and muddy. And I'm directly underneath a high voltage wires. Crackling. Crispy. Crackly, crackly, crackly. So while we're walking 100 meters this way, let me tell you something you're not going to hear about today. Last night I had a weird little breakthrough. I don't even know what I was doing. I was watching some videos, and then I had to get up and go in the other room, find my teacup or something. I don't know. This is all going on at about 1 a.m. And suddenly, out of nowhere, I wasn't even messing with my synths or anything. Ooh, I just got buzzed by a butterfly. Suddenly, I had a flash of brilliance. It literally just flashed into my head that suddenly I knew how to set up Florian so that I could drive him better with my baby sequencer, which we're going to start referring to as Baby 6, I think. Which is confusing, because there are Baby 8s and Baby 10s, and these are 8 and 10 step sequencers. Baby 6 seems to imply a 6 step sequencer, but it's actually 16. Alright, can I get to the creek over here? No, see how far? I need to go another... See, this is right where the path bends away from the creek. And we can't get through there because that's a jungle now. Oh, it's the middle of summer. Everything's grown up. It's all the very tall grass. We can't get through it. I didn't bring my machete. I do have a machete. Oh, and I gotta walk down this slippery slope now. This path goes through this little ravine, and it's very slick and slippery. Now, how do I get up the other side? Oh, we'll just maintain our momentum, and that might work. Yeah, okay. Now, I think we've overshot our spot where that bird is, but we might be able to look back towards him. But now we got to walk through more chest-high prairie grass, because welcome to the prairie. Oh, another butterfly. All right, how tall is the grass? That's up to my chest. What kind of grass is it? It's side oats, Grandma. A native prairie grass to Nebraska. I'm in the marmot zone. Now, how close can I get to this before it drops off? Yeah, I'm too far from the creek, but that bird is like right down in there somewhere. Right down in there. We can't see him from here, but we're over here where the marmot dens are. I don't see any marmots. And that's okay. I'm gonna actually turn around and start heading back whence I came. Okay. Oh, there's a lot of cannabis growing under this power tower. This giant pylon that supports the high voltage wires. There's just tons of it. Anyway. So last night there was a period of time that after I had this flash of brilliance where suddenly I just sort of understood and how to set Florian. And the funny thing is I wasn't working on synth stuff. I wasn't thinking about synth stuff. Nothing. I was watching videos about... Wait, what was I watching last night? Just cricket videos. Had to watch the highlights of Windies versus Australia. Windies, my favorite cricket team. And I had gone into the office and I came back out. And as I was like walking back into my living room / den, the room that I hang out in, my brain just went plink, and I said, oh! There was a sharp intake of breath when he suddenly realized that all he had to do was turn some knobs there, turn some knobs there, and then plug in the Baby 6. Baby 6 is not just a sequencer. Baby 6 also has a keyboard. This is a very small, ridiculous keyboard. It's just 12 3-millimeter tactile switches. It's difficult to play. You sort of have to use your thumbnails. But I plugged that in to Florian directly into the VCO input. And then I plugged the gate out into the VCA input. And suddenly I could play. And it was all the right scale and stuff. That was the tricky part before, is getting the voltages right. Because this little keyboard / sequencer is like a 1 to 4 volt. It's only like a 3 volt range thing. And it is a volt per octave. But if you don't have it, if you don't have your synthesizer set up right, you're going to get weird stuff. So that's what I managed to do. I managed to figure out how to not get weird stuff and how to get sort of normal stuff. And it sounded pretty cool, and I was building up this big cool patch. And it's pretty cool. It's just super analog-y and great. You're gonna love it. What is that? There's a weird squawky bird right above me. I can't tell what it is. Maybe it was a kookaburra. It very clearly and obviously is not a kookaburra. But this new synth stuff, I guess I'll have to show it to you tomorrow. Because we have run out of time. You've been listening to The Dubious Toad Walks Around by the Creek, and it's probably going to fall over. And then he'll die and mushrooms will grow on him. Committee, a show that it airs every single day at 1930 UTC, but now it's...
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.